The scripture lesson for today comes from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and it has often been called the faith chapter. Listen for the word of God and allow it to find you where you are on your journey today. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from the things not visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain. Through this, he received approval of righteousness, God giving that approval of his gifts. By faith, Enoch had been taken so that he did not experience death, and he was not found because God, for his sake, has taken him up. In faith, we have pleased God. The word of life. Thanks be to God. I hesitated to talk about faith because I'm not good at it. My mother, who did not get a high school degree, she had a PhD in faith. She would say, "Son, you just have to have faith." But my question was, why? How can I do this? I mean, if she had a PhD and she was probably a tenured professor in faith, I am maybe in seventh grade. Because what I'm really good at is faith's twin sister, doubt. I am good at that. When my friend killed herself, my best friend, when I was 21, my questions roared. God, where were you? Why didn't you save her? Why do little babies die? All of these things that still I struggle with. But it is doubt that has given me my faith. Because at this point, I can look over the long haul and I can see God's providential hand working in my life. I can see the people who helped prepare the way for me to come here. Mary Sue Spartman, whose house I rented, I needed someone who would let me have animals. I needed a fenced-in backyard. Got those two things. My nephew took a picture of her house. We had almost the exact same bedspread. Freaky. And one of my spiritual symbols has always been a lamppost. And in her backyard, there is a lamppost. I knew that I was coming here, and I knew that my mom would die while I was here. So in part, I came to be with you, and in part, I came to bury my mom. The full circle of it all. Because I never, ever, ever, ever planned to move back to Oklahoma. I would die. And yet, I met a Buddhist monk who gave me my joy back. I mean, my journey has been freaky. Going from the Appalachian Mountains in eastern Kentucky back here through a university community. And that's how I have faith. That's the only way I can do it. You have to do it the way you do it. I was listening to a lecture from a woman who is a researcher, and she's writing a biography on the life of Muhammad. And she herself is an agnostic Jew. What she said was, when Muhammad had his ecstatic experience of being called by Allah to begin to write the Quran, he did not have this experience where angels sang and this great epiphany for him. No, he had the complete opposite feeling. He thought he was being possessed by a demon. And he almost went and killed himself. It was his doubt that led him to faith. And I want to tell you, in the future, when I'm not around, sounds like I'm dying, if you have a pastor or you go to a church that does not allow you to ask questions, leave that place immediately. Because any church that has to give all the answers does not leave room for the Spirit to work in your life. I have faith that this community of faith will be fine. You will be fine. I had an experience, one of the few mystical experiences of my life, when I'd lost two friends, three animals, my dad, and that cost me a relationship. And I was driving back from a board meeting, and I was going off a highway, off ramp, to I-70. And I was caught up. I could see the clouds. I could see Manhattan. I could see Junction City. And I was driving. And I just heard this voice saying, "It's going to be okay. You're going to be okay." And this presence of peace overwhelmed me. Talk about peace that passes understanding. And I knew it would be. How much faith do you need? Just enough. Just enough. And I guarantee you, you're going to be okay. I wouldn't leave if I didn't think you were. I wouldn't leave if I didn't think you were ready. But I know that I'm ready, and I know that you're ready, and I think we can say, thanks be to God. Think about it. Amen.